Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams. And today on the show, I'm going to talk about a couple things. This is going to be a very, very short show, as we'll let everybody know. And so I'm just going to cover a couple topics real quick. And then we'll, you know, our main show will be Sunday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you got to make sure you join us right here. Paula Alexander, my co-host, will be with me on Sunday to help with the latest news, including some other stuff that's been happening. So it's a lot of this is going to be repeated probably on Sunday, but we'll get to it tonight. Okay, everybody. So I am Jerry Williams from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm a former police officer. I was a police officer for about 12 years, and, you know, I kind of got out of it because of, to be honest with you, I got out of it because of politics. I felt like law enforcement was going into a political aspect because, number one, it's always been politics, right? I mean, when I was a police officer, everything you did revolved around the judge. In politics, you could not do anything to make the judge upset. You had to work with the judge. They were appointed. There was money being, you know, in their campaigns and so forth. Everything was just stupid. It was all just really, you know, to me, it was like the top of the corruption chain was in the judicial system. And so I didn't want to continue doing it. So I got out of it, and I quit and retired. And at that time, you know, I was having a child. My wife had just gotten pregnant, so I decided that was the perfect time to get out of law enforcement. But I will tell you that I really did experience a lot of stuff. You know, I actually seen some stuff. And honestly, I've even seen everything from the corruption within the police departments themselves. But I will always take that to my grave because I always will respect my law enforcement buddies. You know, everybody always says, well, law enforcement sticks together. That is true. We will stick together. We're brothers and sisters, and that's what we do. But anyway, the reason why I was bringing this up about law enforcement is because, you know, as I was a former police officer, I really did care about the judicial system, you know? And so I was never having any issues with people telling me that, you know, can we change this or do something different? Well, no, you know, I can believe in that. And if we can make a change in the law enforcement field, that would be perfect. But like I said, it was getting crazy. And so I respect all the police officers out there. So if you're a police officer, you're, you know, male, female, whatever, law enforcement officer, you know, I believe in back in the blue and protecting you. The only ones I will not protect are the ones who fuck up and try to incriminate themselves in doing something really wrong that is illegal as a police officer. I will never support that kind of shit, ever. You know, I just can't support that kind of stuff. because it bothers me. It bothers me that people are out there trying to portray what it is, you know? And if you go out and you kill somebody and it's not justified, then I have a problem with that. You know, it should not be done. It should never, ever, ever, ever be done. So anyway, talking about this, that's what I've done. That's what I was about, being a police officer. So anyway, I wanted to talk to people today about, you know, anxiety and heart attacks and so forth. So I'm going to tell my story real quick, and then we'll kind of discuss this a little bit. So first and foremost, I have been vaccinated. I got vaccinated, what, I think a year ago. And so I received all three vaccines so far. I haven't received the fourth one, but I did get all three vaccines. And, you know, had no problems, no issues. And so, with that said, having the vaccine, you know, it made me feel better. I mean, I am really immune compromised, so I'm really got to make sure that I'm not going to get sick and have issues. You know, I don't want anything to happen to me. And so, you know, I've had the flu vaccines, the pneumonia vaccines, and so forth, so it doesn't bother me. But on March 9th of this year, let me just back up. So on March 6th of this year, I was having this burning feeling that was actually in my neck. And it would burn so bad that I thought it was a sore throat. It literally felt like having a severe case of strep throat. Okay? That's what I thought I had, a severe case of strep throat. Well, a week before the 6th, my wife and I developed COVID. We both got COVID. We were taking this medication called Largeviro, which is a medication they use to help fight off COVID. And it's kind of like Plaxivoid. You probably have seen those commercials. The medication worked fabulously. I mean, we actually had the fever for about two to three days, a high fever. Anytime we took Tylenol, it would never, ever reduce it all the way down. So, you know, we had the COVID, and, you know, we started to get over it within maybe about 4 days. And then we did fine. We were fine after that. We had basically upper respiratory stuff. But what happened is, as soon as I got better, then my throat started hurting. And I thought, well, maybe it's because I had COVID. Maybe I'm, you know, it's not all the way through. It's probably in my system, or maybe it's in my throat, you know. And then my lungs, it felt like my lungs were burning, right? And I kept thinking, man, maybe I have a lung issue. So what they did you know, I went to the doctor. The doctor said, well, it's probably something that's going on. Maybe it's due because you had COVID. They did a chest x-ray, a lung x-ray. Everything looked good. Sent me home. Told me to use chloraseptic spray. That's what I used. And then on the 7th, I went to the ER because it was burning so bad in my throat that it actually started burning into my jaw. Okay, it started burning really bad in my jaw. Now, regardless of what you think, there was no pain in my chest. I had no chest pains. And I thought, well, there's something going on with my damn, you know, my whole upper body here. So I went to the ER. They said, are you having any burning going into your chest? I said, well, yeah, it feels a little bit of burning in there. And so they thought it must be an upper GI issue. Because usually burning in the chest indicates the esophagus, something going on there. And so they gave me something that was called a GI cocktail. What that contains is Maalox and lidocaine. And what it does is it numbs the area of your esophagus and your throat. And so I thought, well, this is good. This is good. I'm going to be feeling better. I'm going to be better off right now. And so this is great. This is perfect. I don't feel no pain. It's great. And then the doctor said, well, maybe you have pulled us, you know, a nerve up in your chest area. And so she did some x-rays, a CT scan of my upper abdomen and my chest. She did an EKG, which came back normal, did some blood work to see if my heart was acting up. It came back normal. And she gave me a shot of Toradol, which is a really strong anti-inflammatory. And then she gave me the GI cocktail thing I was telling you about. So she gave me that. She sent me home. I was feeling fine. Well, the very next day, I woke up and I started to feel like my throat was burning really bad at this time. It was so badly burning that there was a severe pain that was behind that. And it started to burn into my neck and into my jaw really, really bad. It was so unbearable that I could just literally, all I could contemplate was taking my head and just like bashing it in because it hurt so bad. And it felt like a nerve, like an extracted nerve and a tooth pain. If you've ever had that, then that's what it felt like. You understand what I'm talking about. If you've ever had that happen, where you've had a nerve that's been extracted, it's sticking out, you know what that feels like. You know what I'm talking about. It is very, very, very painful. And so I went back to the ER. This is the eighth. This is now the eighth. And believe it or not, but it was the same exact doctor was there the night before. And she's like, you're here again. Oh, man, what's going on? Is it bad? I'm like, it is real bad. She goes, well, on a 1 to 10 scale, 10 being severe, hospitalized, what's your pain? I said, it's past a 10. So immediately she said, let's do some more x-rays. I'm going to do it with contrast. Then we are going to do some more blood work, another EKG. We're going to make sure we rule out everything. And she did. And she ruled it out. And then she came back and said, it has to be an upper GI. So she gave me another GI cocktail. And believe it or not, but the GI cocktail didn't even touch it. So I was still in pain. And I thought, lady, this is not even working. This GI cocktail is not even working now. And she goes, well, you must be having some, you know, this must be real bad. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you, you know, if the GI cocktail is not working, well, then there's got to be something else going on. And it must be an ulcer in your stomach that is ruptured. And she said, I'm going to give you some pain medication. So she did. And she gave me a shot of fentanyl and a shot of Dilaudid. And it seemed like that medication didn't even touch the pain. I was screaming at the top of my lungs, cussing the nurses, cussing the doctors, saying, you stupid bitch, get me the fuck out of here. That's what I said. So then it started hurting so bad that I started sweating. When I started sweating so bad that it looked like I just got out of the shower. The IV that they put in me, where I sweated so bad, that the IV slid out of my arm. So they had to use some gauze tape to wrap around my IV to keep it from sliding out of my body. The pain was intense at this time. It was all burning. It was all burning feeling. So what they did after that point, they said, let's put a heart monitor on you. And we're just going to monitor your heart and monitor your stuff, you know, everything. And we're going to see what happens. And so she put the monitor on me. And when she put the monitor on me, she actually put the monitor on me. And she said, okay, everything looks good. We're going to do another EKG. She did another EKG and another EKG and another EKG. Finally, on the fourth EKG, she came back and said, I know exactly what's going on with you. I don't want to freak you out, but you are having a heart attack. And she said it didn't want to pop up until just now. So what she did is she goes, we are going to send you via AirCare. We're going to helicopter ride your ass to the other hospital where they do heart stuff. And they have heart physicians and so forth. So she called the cardiologist that was on the call and said, hey, you know, we got a situation here. And the cardiologist said, okay, well, let's go ahead and get him over here. So I was air cared to the local hospital. As soon as they took me off the helicopter, they put me into the hospital, and literally, really quick, right down the hall is all these nurses just standing there. As soon as they wheel me in there, all these nurses said, hi, my name is so-and-so, and they asked me certain questions, and then the anesthesiologist came and said, hi, I'm the anesthesiologist, what kind of medications, blah, blah, blah. And the doctor came in, and he said, hi, my name is so-and-so, I'm a cardiologist. We are going to perform an angioplast on your right side of your arteries. So they looped me up. I still remember some of it, but I don't remember all of it. And so they looped me up. They went in through my right wrist, through the artery, and they put a scope up there with a camera or whatever they do. And they angioplasted, they pushed the blockage out, and then they put a stent in, and it's called a drug-eluted stent. Once they put the stent in, they put it in on the one artery of the right side, which was 99% blocked, and then there was two other arteries that were on the right side that were 75% blocked. So they cleaned it out, they put the three stents in, and all I remember is waking up in the ICU. And they said, we got everything, you look great, everything's open, your heart's doing great now, it's pumping. So when a heart pumps, it pumps between 55% and 65%. Well, mine was only pumping at 40%. That's 40%. Put the three stents in and cleaned out the blockage. My heart went back to 58%. So that's good. That's a real good thing. They said there was no damage to my heart and I was doing great. So, with that said, I finally got to go home. I'm getting ready. This has been over, 2 weeks ago now. Getting ready to start cardiac rehab. I'm getting ready to – I've already made a change to my lifestyle. I've actually started to eat right. They put me on the Mediterranean diet. I'm actually doing the Mediterranean diet. I think it works great. As a matter of fact, I've already lost 20 pounds. Being on this Mediterranean diet in 2 weeks, and I'm already feeling healthier. As a matter of fact, after they had the procedure done, I actually feel 30 years younger. You got to understand, I'm 50 years old. Now I feel like I'm, what, in my 30s now? I mean, I feel really, really good. The only thing that I can tell you about having a heart attack, and some people can go back to being normal the next day, but everybody is different when it comes to a heart attack. My issue is that I have a lot of anxiety. I still get anxiety about certain things because I'm afraid, you know, certain things are going to happen. Even though that I'm 100% healthier, even my cardiologist said, dude, you are 100% healthier. I don't even know why you're worried. Don't worry. You're fine. But in my mind, anxiety really takes over. And then I start having panic attacks. The panic attacks really do suck. I cannot stand the panic attacks. Now, before the surgery, I actually had anxiety and panic attacks beforehand. The only problem is it just amplified it after the surgery. And a lot of times what that is that there's more blood flow. You're feeling a lot better. You know, your body's actually trying to heal itself, and there's more change. There's more of a rush of oxygen. So in retrospect, you're feeling like, well, I feel real good, but I'm not feeling the same like I had before, and then there's a lot of anxiety. So I talked to other patients that have had heart attacks, and I found out that this is a very, very common thing, that a lot of people who do have heart attacks do have anxiety with it. And they get it really, really bad. So it is common. It is normal. They said usually it takes a few weeks to about a year. But you will get better. You got to hang in there. Me personally, I was a little scared on it because I didn't want to have issues. But yeah, the anxiety panic attacks do suck. Feel so much better. I am glad I had, I'm not glad I had a heart attack, but I'm glad that when I did have the heart attack, it happened in the hospital, because that's the best place to have it, because they can administer medications and so forth to help you immediately to keep your heart from being damaged. So here I am now, post stent procedures and angioplasty, and I'm feeling a lot better. I do feel a lot better, and I'm glad that I'm alive, because that's the most important part. So I thank God every day I'm alive. I thank God that he directed me to the hospital before I went into cardiac or to having a heart attack. So that is something that's very important to me, and I'm really happy that that happened like that. But you know what's funny is that I started getting a lot of emails, getting people contacting me saying, Jerry, were you vaccinated? And I said, well, yeah, I was vaccinated. And the first thought that they say is, oh, you're vaccinated, so guess what? It was due to the vaccinations. You got vaccinated, so therefore you had a heart attack, you stupid son of a bitch. See what happens? It's the vaccinations. Folks, it's not the vaccinations. I didn't have a heart attack because of the vaccinations. What they did tell me was that the reason why I had blockage was, number one, my diet that I was eating was really bad. And number two was because I was a diabetic. And diabetics, by the way, are prone to having blockages in their heart and having these type of issues. And that's what happened. My heart basically was blocked because of my diabetes. So I don't have a problem with it. And I know it's not due to vaccinations. Excuse me. Yeah, I know it's not due to vaccinations. I know people want to bring that shit up and everything, but it's not due to vaccines. So anybody that wants to say, well, it's due to a vaccine, is just full of shit and stupid. I didn't have the blood clots like everybody says it's happening when you have the vaccines. Yeah, none of that shit happening. So it's not due to the vaccine, the reason why I had the heart attack. And I get tired of people talking about that, saying that, well, maybe it was because of the vaccines. Now, I mean, personally, I think that because I had COVID the week before, that it didn't help the heart attack at all. I think it actually helped, you know, it's not helped, but it actually, you know, might have pushed it a little stronger to happen. But it truly, I think, if anything, COVID did it, not the vaccines. As much as people want to blame vaccines for everything, as a matter of fact, if somebody dies of a heart attack or has a heart attack or passes out, the first thing that everybody says is, it's because of the vaccine. Dumb idiots out here in this world. Really dumb idiots. Ladies and gentlemen, vaccines, especially the vaccines for the COVID, are definitely not what's causing any of this shit. And if people do have heart attacks due to the vaccines, it's because there's an underlying condition, the reason why they have the heart attacks. Like, for example, stuff like I had, like blockage and so forth. You know? And it's really stupid. I get tired of hearing the dumb shit from the conspiracists of, like, MAGA, the Republicans, and so forth. Idiots everywhere. And I get tired of it. Excuse me. I get tired of it. I really do. So, again, the vaccines, they save lives. It's been proven. Honestly, I believe if I wasn't vaccinated when I had COVID, it would have been worse for me. You know, when they give you a vaccine, it introduces that to your body so it's familiarized with COVID-19. So that way, if you ever get it, it knows how to fight it off. But people don't understand that. They think it's something different. But that's what stupid people do. They believe in stupid shit that's fed to them by propaganda websites, by people who bounce out there and speak about it like Alex Jones, speaking about, oh, my God, it's the vaccine killing everybody. Now it causes testicular cancer. Ooh, what an idiot. And if anybody believes these people, they're idiots as well. And they need to really do their research instead of believing what some idiot has nothing to do with COVID or knows anything about COVID or has a specialty in understanding COVID and the vaccines. You know, they don't know. These people come up with these different scams that they come up with, and that's what we get. So, but the vaccines do help. I believe they do help people. I believe that they protect you. For if you get COVID, it will help you to fight it off better and faster. Now, I'm not going to say that everybody lives if they get COVID. Some people will die. Some people have other underlying conditions like asthma, lung issues, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. And this stuff can actually cause people to die having COVID. But it's not the vaccine to do it. It's the COVID itself. The COVID itself that MAGA supporters are afraid to wear masks because, or they don't want to wear their mask because they say, oh, I don't have to wear a mask because I'm special. And COVID's just like having a regular cold. That's not true. That's not how it works. And those are the type of people that try to convince other people that, oh, you don't need to be vaccinated because it's not going to hurt you. These are the stupid people, right? That's what they do. They give out stupid information, and then you have some stupid idiot out there that's going to believe what they tell them. Dumb, 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 dumb. Anyway, this is what it's all about. You know, getting vaccinated, get vaccinated. Seriously, folks, don't fuck around with that stuff. Don't play the games. Don't listen to propaganda. Do your own homework, research, and don't listen to these fake websites that actually have no true research. And that's all you got to remember. So what we're going to do, I'm going to take a real quick break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Donald Trump. Will he be going to prison soon? Well, a lot of people are speculating it's going to be next week. It's going to happen. That's what I have been I've been saying this. That is probably going to be on Tuesday. So a lot of people are speculating it's probably going to be by Wednesday. I believe it's going to be Tuesday. Honestly, if they take him to prison, I think I'll be happy. Once they take Donald Trump to prison, I'm going to be laughing my ass off. But I will respect that those who try to follow Donald Trump understand that, you know, hey, the man is going to prison. Let's respect that he did break the law and he's going to prison. To me, that's the most important thing is to these people. It's not a I told you so thing. It should be about respect. We'll talk about that in just a moment, so stick around. It's going to get interesting. If you have a question, call or email me, jerrywilliamslive@gmail.com. We're back.
I'm kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
Drop the attic, give me love, give me Fendi, my Balenciaga daddy. You gon' need to bag it up, cause I'm spending on Rodeo. You can wish me back it up, I'll be gone in the AM. He got me Prada, get me Miu Miu like Rihanna. He always call me cause I never cause no drama.
Oh, yeah, Unholy. That was the song. That was the song that got Sam Smith in some serious shit when he did it at the Golden Globes, I believe. They went out and they did the song. Of course, everybody started flipping out, the religious people, saying it's the devil. The devil's coming to get everybody because of Sam Smith. I just think it's funny when people think that stuff. But anywho, Donald Trump, talking about the devil himself. Now let's get to Donald Trump. So Donald Trump faces so many lawsuits due to all of his criminal activity that he's been doing, including trying to bribe the Georgia election officials into finding votes for him. And then, not only that, but then he has the January 6th bullshit where he insurrected his followers to commit an act of domestic terrorism against our country. So he's in trouble for that shit. And today, a judge is ruling that Donald Trump has to pay the price for the January 6th situation. And so he has to face the crimes that he committed. And so the federal judge did put that against him. Believe it or not, but the federal judge that did say he had to, appear in front of the January 6th committee was one of his judges that he elected or appointed. So Donald Trump also has a criminal case in New York where he paid his lawyer money out of a contribution funds out of his campaign to do a hush bribe against Stormy Daniels.
And so now he's got to pay the price on that, because what he did was a criminal act, including using campaign contributions, which is a serious bullshit crime right there. So this dumbass did that, and he actually had Michael Cohen do it. Well, Michael Cohen, his ex-lawyer, who does not, he cannot stand Donald Trump, by the way. He cannot stand him anymore. Came out and showed them all the evidence they needed that proved that Donald Trump did have something to do with it. And so now the grand jury in this case is about to come out and talk about, or is ready to come out and make their judgment against Donald Trump. So what will happen to Donald Trump? Well, he could be incited on all the, convicted on all the crimes. He could be arrested, put in jail, which that's what's probably going to happen. But they say that this could be a lot of problems for him for running in 2024. So I'm going to, you know, it's really interesting that Donald Trump thinks he can get away with this shit. But this is what Donald Trump's all about. He's always thinking that he can just pay off anybody he wants to and get away with crimes. But Donald Trump's not going to be able to do that. So next week, so the grand jury is, the grand jury has actually stopped everything until this next week coming up. Once they intertwine this and say, well, you know what, it's time for Donald Trump to go to jail, the convictions can come as early as next week. You know, and like I said, I think by Tuesday we're going to find something out. And Donald Trump, by the end of the week, will probably be put in prison and arrested, and America is just going to go crazy. Now, a lot of people are saying, you know, Donald Trump was coming out, and of course, you know, Donald Trump likes to stir up shit. So Donald Trump came out and said, if I go to jail, my people will fight back and fight back with blood. What he was trying to do is rile up his base again to commit more acts of domestic terrorist attacks against our nation through the federal courts. This is how stupid this guy is. He's already facing the price of what he's been doing on January 6th. You would think that that would actually teach him a lesson, but it didn't teach him a lesson. What it did is it made him to continue on doing it again. So guy is like a child that you say, hey, don't put your hand on the hot stove. And then he keeps doing it over and over because he doesn't understand the pain that it's going to cause. So this guy is a complete fucking moron. And he's going to go to prison. It's going to happen this week. I believe it's going to happen by the end of the week. I know a lot of people out there don't believe that, but it's going to happen. You Trump supporters need to understand that. Donald Trump will be going to prison this week coming up. When he's handcuffed, I want you to understand that the judicial system has done its justice. This guy should never, ever be able to run for any elected office ever again. That's how I feel. It's truly amazing how all this shit goes down like this, right? But it's Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He's a fucking moron. And Donald Trump will believe what he wants to believe and what he wants to get away with. But I think people are tired of Donald Trump because insurrected his people to show up and protest outside the courthouse. And they probably had maybe 100 people, if that. So Donald Trump is losing a lot of grounds with his base. And a lot of people are dropping the Trump train. And I don't see him winning in 2024. It's not going to happen. If Joe Biden reruns again, he will win.
and that's what's going to happen. Okay, everybody, let's end up the show. Like I said, it was a very short show. Make sure you join us Sunday, where myself, Jerry Williams, and Paula Alexander will be here as well to give her 2 cents to you mega idiots. On Sunday, we're going to talk about white supremacists or white supremacy and white nationalists and how corrupt these people are, how bigots are formed is from white nationalists, how corrupt the white nationalists are, and also how the white nationalist and the white supremacist, which are both the same, are actually truly underscore fascists. These are the people who are formed from Adolf Hitler. And so they're wanting to control women's rights. They don't believe in women's rights. They don't believe in good racism or intertwined racism. They don't believe in the LGBTQ community. They believe in white power and white. The whites are the supreme race. That is what these white nationalists are. That's what these white supremacists are. That's what Adolf Hitler is. And you know who these people are? These are people that support Donald Trump and believe that he's the son of God and son of man, which is bullshit, by the way. But they believe that. They believe that he is above our own Savior, Jesus, which is a blasphemous way of thinking. But these are Trump supporters, MAGA idiots. And it's going to get worse, folks, because they're just so polluted in the minds that they're so damn dumb. You can't talk to a Trump supporter because it's not going to help. They're so brainwashed, you can't even talk to them anymore. They only believe one way only. If Donald Trump told them that it's this, they believe it. If Fox News tells them it's this, they're going to believe it. Fox News is the media behind Donald Trump and Trumpism and fascism. They are not a legit news source anymore because everything they come out with is actually false news that has been hidden and they don't want to reveal the true news. Sometimes they talk about it and they'll tell people about it, and sometimes they get caught saying it on air, but then they have to remove it quickly because they don't want anybody to know the truth. Where do we hear this flip-flopping shit from? Oh, yeah, Trump and the Republicans. So let me just tell you that. It's going to be an interesting week coming up, and I cannot wait for it. I really, truly can't wait for it. Okay, everybody, we're going to end up the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Come join us again Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on The Jerry Williams Show, where we talk about everything. And if you ever want to email me, you can email me at jerrywilliamslive@gmail.com. Have a good night, everybody.
This one from my heart. You were born in America. How fortunate you are. Only in America can you reach for the highest star. You can say what you want, think what you want, do what you want to do. American, to be like one of you. I came here from a foreign land. How fortunate I am. And like so many before me, you opened up your eyes.